What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Hunter Rivers here, and welcome back to Mental War. Ever feel like you're faking it? Like you're just one step away from being exposed as a fraud? Yeah, me too. That nagging voice in the back of your head telling you you don't deserve that promotion, that book deal, or even just a compliment can be brutal. Today, we're diving deep into imposter syndrome, that sneaky self-doubt monster that can hold us back from truly reaching our potential. Now, listen, I get it. We live in a world obsessed with perfection, where everyone seems to have it all figured out, right? Social media doesn't help either, constantly throwing these highlight reels of success at us. It's easy to compare ourselves, feel inadequate, and fall into the trap of believing we're not good enough. But here's the truth bomb: you are enough. You have unique talents, experiences, and perspectives that deserve to be shared with the world. Imposter syndrome is a liar, plain and simple. It wants you to stay small to hide your light under a bushel. But we're not going to let it win, are we? So, let's arm ourselves with some Spartan-level discipline to crush this imposter syndrome once and for all. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. 1. Acknowledge it. First things first, you gotta face the beast. Don't ignore those self-doubting thoughts. Instead, name them, accept them, and then challenge them. Recognize that these feelings are normal, they don't define you, and they certainly don't dictate your worth. 2. Focus on facts. Stop letting fear run the show. Start collecting evidence, your accomplishments, positive feedback, skills you've mastered, anything that proves you're capable and worthy. Write it down. Make a list of those wins, big or small. It's like creating your own evidence locker to combat those pesky imposter doubts. 3. Reframe your thinking. That inner critic? Time to rewire its circuits. Instead of focusing on what you think you lack, shift your attention to what you do have. Celebrate your strengths, acknowledge your progress, and remember that learning is a journey, not a destination. 4. Seek support. You're not alone in this battle. Talk to friends, family, mentors, people who genuinely believe in you. Their encouragement can be a powerful antidote to self-doubt. Sharing your struggles can also help normalize those feelings and remind you that everyone faces challenges. 5. Embrace imperfection. This one's big. Perfection is a myth, anyway. Strive for excellence, but don't let the pursuit of perfection paralyze you. Remember, it's okay to make mistakes, they are valuable learning opportunities. Think about that last time you nailed something challenging. You probably felt a rush of accomplishment, right? Now imagine if you let self-doubt hold you back from even trying. You wouldn't have experienced that victory, and your potential would be stunted. You know that feeling when you're putting together a puzzle, but you just can't find the right piece. Frustrating, right? That's how imposter syndrome feels. It blocks us, keeps us from seeing the bigger picture of our own capabilities. But here is the thing. You have all the pieces. You just need to trust yourself to put them together and create a masterpiece. Think about it like this. Every time you face a challenge and overcome it, even if it feels small, you're chipping away at that imposter syndrome wall. You're proving to yourself that you are capable, that you belong, that you deserve success. It's a marathon, not a sprint, but each step forward is a victory. Alright, my friends, I want you to take a moment and reflect on what resonated with you most from today's episode. Maybe it was the idea of acknowledging those self-doubt whispers, or perhaps reframing your thinking by focusing on your strengths. Whatever it is, write it down. Keep these takeaways close because they are powerful tools for dismantling that imposter syndrome once and for all. Remember, you are capable, you are worthy, and you are enough. Now, I want to hear from you. Share this episode with someone who might benefit from these insights. Leave a review, tell us your biggest takeaway on social media, let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and never stop believing in yourself.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.